Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. I'm at J&J's headquarters in Dalton, Georgia, with David Jolly, the president. David, how you doing?
Doing fine, Kemp. Appreciate you being with me today.
It's good to be with you. So this company, J&J Flooring, is celebrating 60 years since its founding. Got started in 1957, and actually in 1957, you were in the residential rug business, right?
That's correct. The company started as Dalton Cone Company in 1953 with my grandfather, and he took cones of yarn, stripped the yarn off, and repurposed the cones and sold them back in the textile industry. And in 1957, Tom Jones, who was working with International Harvester, came by to sell my grandfather a truck. And by the time the sales meeting was over, they had started a new company called J&J Rugs, Jolly and Jones, and they had abandoned the cone business and gone into the rug business, scatter rugs, et cetera, and that's what they did for the first 10 years.
Well, and look at all the changes that have happened. You now are a noteworthy player in mostly the modular tile business, focused in the commercial market. Floor Focus did a article on the 50th anniversary back 10 years ago, and to look beyond that, in the last 10 years a lot's changed, and 11 months ago the ownership changed and Bob Shaw and Engineered Floors bought this company, right?
That's correct, and that was obviously a big event for J&J. As we said, we were privately held for 59 years, and now we're still privately held, just a different family involved, but the merger with Engineered Floors was obviously a big thing, and something that if we went back 10 years ago and you and I were talking would not be something that I would have seen coming down the horizon. But it has been a very good merger and strengthening, and as you said, we are very focused on the modular carpet market. We still do broadloom, but modular is our focus. And with the Engineered Floors acquisition, we're going to be able to do even more things to significantly grow our modular efforts.
Well, what's refreshing about this acquisition of 11 months ago is Bob Shaw and Engineered Floors has allowed you to continue to focus on your business, and almost similar to the way Warren Buffett's done with Shaw Industries, he's kind of left you alone and allowed you to continue to focus in what you do best, right?
That's right, Kemp. It's very refreshing, and I think that's the great thing with Engineered Floors. They were a residential company. So when they acquired J&J, there was no, hey, we've got these same assets, we got these same salespeople, let's consolidate, let's get rid of. It was truly additive for Engineered Floors, and it was an area that they were not strong in, focused in, adept in through assets and technology. So they've got us, and we are their commercial division, and they do overall leave us alone and let us focus on that. They obviously expect us to do a very good job and are helping hold us accountable, which I think is a very good thing. And then, like I said, providing a lot of investment because Mr. Shaw wants to grow his overall business, which he's done a remarkable job at Engineered Floors, but that includes the commercial side as well.
You know, when we did this article 10 years ago, I asked your dad, Jim, if he'd been approached before to be acquired. And he said, yeah, many times. And I'm sure when all this came down 11 months or so ago, probably one of the reasons that these two companies came together is because of their almost a cultural focus on people and product and community and spiritual. I mean, both Bob Shaw and the Jolly family run businesses the same way, don't they?
Absolutely, and you nailed it as you looked at it. We have been approached a lot over the years by various people, domestic and international, and it just never made any sense. We were very comfortable being an independent company, but when Mr. Shaw came to us and we talked, it was actually very few talks, very few discussions, and we entered into the agreement to go through the closing process. And again, it did make so much sense because there was no overlap, cultural, very same, focus on the soft surface flooring, the community, people, product, and it just seemed like a fit that made a lot of sense and was going to give J&J a lot of legacy financial criteria, but also allow us to be part of a much larger organization and have a much bigger impact within our markets.
So as we look at J&J today and we start looking at your focus, your core competency, what direction do you spend most of your efforts on now?
Our big focus is on product. Last year we introduced over 36 products. which for J&J is a lot in a given year. This year we're going to be on about the same pace, focused disproportionately on modular carpet. Again, we still do a lot of broadloom. And our other thing is our kinetics, textile composite flooring, which continues to grow at about a rate of 100% a year. So it has really grown very, very strong. Again, it only comes in modular form. So a lot of our focus continues to be on style and design and then the technological focus that we get with kinetics.
You know, I'm glad you brought kinetics up because you actually got into what some would say the hard surface business before this LVT fad caught on, right?
We really did. We came at it as that hybrid, and that really is what kinetics proves to be. It's sort of in between carpet and hard surface, and the big hard surface obviously in play these days is LVT. And it does a remarkable job the way it performs, the way it cleans, its environmental acoustical benefits, et cetera, and it's really grown strong. It's growing in corporate in different segments, but we've really done very well in education, both K through 12 and higher ed. And we've really seen strong growth with kinetics there.
All right. Now, as we look at another core competency for J&J has been this ongoing focus on environmental conservation. Talk about what you're doing there.
Yeah, we've been working on that. We started back in the early 90s. We've done a lot of things, and it's really helped make us, I'll argue, more successful. As you know, raw material is the dominant expense in commercial carpet, and we've done a lot of things that really have helped us reuse, reduce the amount of material. We really cut down on waste, and one of our big things, we've done a wonderful job on nylon fiber and primary backing, etc., but the overall waste stream, we were still generating a fair amount of waste after all of those efforts that we were sending to the local landfill. So about 3 years ago, we finally achieved our zero waste to the landfill goal, and that's something we're very proud of. We just were recertified, I believe, for our third year in that endeavor, and we've worked very, very hard to minimize all of our waste, and we are ISO 14001 certified, which is an environmental management program that permeates throughout our organization, and we were just recertified under the 2015 standards, which are the newest, and we're one of the first companies to do that, and so we're very, very pleased with our overall environmental efforts and how they affect our product and ultimately our customers, but especially our community. We all live right here. So the air, the water, the landfill, it all is real to us.
Now, we've saved probably some of the biggest news toward the end here, but I do want to bring out real quick before we run out of time that you're actually in the process of building a new modular tile plant, right?
That's correct. In partnership with Engineered Floors, building a state-of-the-art modular and modular distribution plant that will not only produce carpet tile but also our kinetics, and we'll also use it as a distribution center. It's an investment well north of $50 million, and we're very excited and plan to have it online in first quarter of 2018.
All right. So many of the people that know, you've had a joint venture with Mannington Commercial, and you've been building your modular and a plant together with them, and so you'll be off on your own and in that plant that will be J&J's carpet, the kinetics, and also the Pence line of Main Street modular, right?
That's absolutely correct. Yes, and we look to continue to grow carpet tile in every way we can across all segments. So we're going to have a big focus on that as well as our kinetics.
Well, and you know, I've got to point out, you're David Jolly. You're part of the family that sold this company to Bob Shaw, and you're still here. So you must be having fun, right?
Absolutely. It's been a great ride. I've been with J&J now, I'm trying to remember, 26 years. And I look forward to more years to come. And it's been a great company to work for and an honor. And it's a pleasure to work with the Engineered Floors folks.
All right, David. Well, happy birthday to J&J, 60th anniversary. Thanks for spending time with us. Again, been talking to David Jolly, the president of J&J Flooring Group. And you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.